You are now listening to Voices of the West Side with your host, John Easter.
Welcome to Voices of the West Side on Indy's Giant 90.9. John Easter with you here on this Friday morning, and man, it has gone fast this week, and yet it's also kind of slow because, you know, we've been on spring break, so we're back at it and ready to go. And you know, I was had to take off my shoes to do the math, but we don't have much time left in this school year, so it is pretty remarkable how fast things are going. And we're going to talk about this with our big board here in a minute, but yeah, the marathon is a week from today, too. The WBDG 60 marathon will be on at this hour next week. So crazy to think about. This year is just flying by. And I already referenced it, so why don't we go ahead and do the big board. And just a few things on the big board. By the way, early voting has started. Right now you can go down to the Marion County Clerk's Office and enter the Delaware Street side, and you can vote. And, you know, make sure that you're civically involved. That's very important right now in this time. So if you want, go down, vote at the Marion County Clerk's Office. And you know what? I spaced the hours. I think they're open until 6, I think. But don't quote me on that. You can go on the clerk's website and find out all that information. And coming up, I believe next weekend, the satellite voting sites will open. So, again, I'm pretty sure it's Krannert here on the west side, but it may be Thatcher. I don't know. We'll update you next week on that. I know in Decatur Township, where I live, it is the Decatur Township Government Center. And again, if you work in Lawrence, there'll be one up there. If you work in, you know, work down on the south side, there'll be some down there. You don't have to. It's not like the old days where you had a precinct and you had to go vote in that specific precinct. You can vote anywhere in Marion County, which is nice because here at Ben Davis High School, on Election Day, there is a precinct that is open, and so teachers go out there and vote if they live in Marion County. Anyway, that's another story for another day. I'm not sure about Hendricks County's setup since we reached that part, so check out your clerk's office, but early voting is underway. Coming up tomorrow, the Bloodmobile will be at the Speedway Christian Church, and did you know one blood donation can help save 3 lives? That is from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday at the Speedway Christian Church. Next week is also National Crime Victims Rights Week, so IMPD has several events tied to that. The Homicide Investigation Community Conversation on Monday from 6 to 8 p.m. at 1575 North King Street. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Street. King Street is a different street here in Indianapolis. So 1575 North Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Street. There's a community conversation on homicide investigation. On Tuesday, there's a Survivors Symposium from 6 to 8 p.m. over here on the west side at 4233 Lafayette Road. And then on Friday, a prayer vigil downtown at the Luker Plaza from at 11 a.m. So, ladies and gentlemen, that is the And also, I just learned last night that somebody you may have known passed away, Pete Saunders. I don't know if you remember 20 years ago or so, he was the PA voice of the Ben Davis Giants football team. Pete Saunders, West Side resident. His children all went through the MSD of Wayne Township. He passed away on April the 5th, so I wanted to recognize him. His family was a longtime family friend. He and my dad were friends when they were little. And Pete was very important to our family. Judy babysat me when I was little. That's his wife. If you came to any Ben Davis events and went up in the press box, they had this beautiful spread every week with great food. Judy put all that together. So Pete Saunders, who was the PA announcer during some of the best years of Ben Davis football in the 80s and 90s, and up until, I believe, 2006, passed away on April 5th. So I wanted to acknowledge Pete and ask you know, for your thoughts for the Saunders family. So I'll just, sometimes we update things like that, and I thought we would do that this morning here on Giant 90.9. But kind of turning the page, it's always hard to make a transition. It's kind of like you talk about somebody bad. But, and, you know, so take a moment and recognize Mr. Saunders. All right, now turning to our topic today here on Voices of the West Side. We have guests from the Lyndhurst 7th and 8th grade center with us this morning. Their international festival is coming up on April the 23rd from 5 to 7 p.m., and rather than me introducing you, I'm just going to have you introduce yourselves. You know, it's like work smarter, not harder in this situation. So with us this morning, we have...
Go ahead. Right, I guess I'll start. I'm Dan Wilson, principal at Lyndhurst Center.
I'm Allie McCall, and I'm a ENL teacher at Lyndhurst. Oh, in English or Creole. We have Nelson Ernest.
Do it in both.
Yeah, do it in both.
Okay, mon nom c'est Nelson Ernest, et paraprofessionnel dans Lyndhurst 7th and 8th grade center. My name is Nelson Ernest, paraprofessional at Lyndhurst 7th and 8th grade center.
So welcome, all of you. We always have our studio audience welcome you, if I can find the right button. There we are.
Got a good crowd this morning.
Yeah, they fade out, though. You know, you'll hear them just fade away here at the end. But welcome this morning. And like we said, the International Festival is coming up from 5 to 7 on the 23rd. And I know you guys have been preparing for this all year, really, because I know, well, 2 years, right?
Yeah.
Because like we mentioned, I don't think you guys were here last year because you didn't have a festival. Last year, but because it's gone to every other year. So why don't we start there? What was kind of the thinking behind kind of going to every other year, making it a biannual festival?
Yeah, it's, you know, it's a big celebration, you know, and there's so much involved. The students do all kinds of projects. You know, we have so much wonderful diversity in Wayne Township, and it was just a way to, it originally formed as a way to celebrate it, mm-hmm. and also to learn about it. I mean, I think a lot of people don't realize just how much diversity we have and where everybody's from and the cultures that are represented. And so this is a chance for everybody to come into one place, see it, learn about it, and celebrate it. And it's so much fun. I mean, we have food, we have displays, we have community organizations, just everything you can imagine. That's why it's what a festival really is. But it's a lot of hard work.
And, oh, yeah.
You know, Ben Davis High School, I don't want to compare the two because the scale of this is nowhere near what Arts Alive is. But for us, for our size of school, it is.
Mm-hmm.
So it's so many teachers and students and staff put so much work into this. And we also do a STEM night, a community STEM night. And when you do a big, huge community STEM night and then international festival all in the same year, when we get to mid-May, the teachers are ready to collapse.
Oh, yeah.
And so we decided to alternate the years with them because they're both huge, wonderful events. And we don't want to exhaust anybody. We still have a lot of learning to do.
Yeah, right.
And we moved it up to April instead of May. Originally, it was typically a festival that happened in mid-May.
Right.
And speaking as an educator, but also an attendee and just being a part of a school district, you have a lot of things that are happening in May. Not limited to graduations, concerts, all those Wayne walks, the whole thing. And so by moving it to April, we're able to do a lot more than what we would have been able to do in May.
Right.
So, such as, and I want to highlight this too, the soccer tournament.
Yes, I saw that.
Soccer tournament is bigger and better this year. We have several teams. I can't remember what we're up to now.
The one thing this year, it's 6-on-6.
It's 6-on-6.
It used to be 3-on-3, and it was brutal. The competition with 3-on-3. I'm kind of waiting to see what happens with 6-on-6.
6-on-6. So
right.
it's gonna be bigger and better. I've got a buddy of mine that's also coming to help us ref, so we'll have several refs as well. And then we have some games like basketball shoots. We have the LHC show choir. I just got braces recently, so I'm learning how to talk again, so pardon me.
Doing fine.
Huh?
Said you're doing fine.
Oh, thank you. We have a mini chess tournament happening. My students love chess. They ask me, if it's not Uno, they're asking me. They're like,
oh, is Mr. Brashear going to be involved in that?
I think so. And I'm trying to think off.
He's the chess king, by the way, Mr. Brashear. Legendary in his own mind, language arts teacher at Lyndhurst Center. In fact, in his hallway, he's been teacher of the month every single month. And teacher of the year every single year for his hallway.
Well, I'm radio teacher of the year every year.
Yeah, here. It's an amazing, congratulations, by the way. So you and Brashear ought to get together. You two are amazing. But anyway, Mr. Brashear, I've got a running deal, and I've had this deal out there for years, that if anybody beats Mr. Brashear in chess, I will buy lunch for them and their friends, you know, several friends, like anything they want. I'll go to, you know, Gil's Tacos or whatever.
Oh, that's good stuff there.
Yeah, load those kids up. And nobody can beat Mr. Brashear. One year he got sick, and some kid almost got him.
Yeah.
And I was actually rooting for the kid. I wanted to buy that lunch because I wanted to see somebody actually beat him.
So you're saying he is the Garry Kasparov
For
Lynn
sure.
Hurst.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Shane the Brain. That's what we call him.
That is that's wonderful. And it just sounds like you're doing a lot of different things. Mm-hmm. And certainly that's what the Lyndhurst International Festival is, because it celebrates everything that is Wayne Township. And that's the cool thing. I think one of the biggest things, you know, I'm a Ben Davis grad. I graduated here in 1993. I always joke with the kids, it was back when the dinosaurs were still, we had to fight them to get to school. And you know, it was uphill both ways, and it snowed every day, and we had to walk barefoot and all those things. But the thing that I think that has changed the most, I mean, we were diverse in 1993, but we were not anywhere near as diverse as we are today. I mean, you know, if you go back to that time, the number of languages, the number of cultures represented in our township, it is phenomenal. And that's what I always say. If you want to see just the way this world could work, just come walk the halls of our schools here in Wayne Township, because you see students helping each other across cultures. You see students who are curious about other cultures. You know, just those talks in class, kind of the downtime that you have. I know we're not supposed to have downtime. My apologies to Ms. Squire, but if you do have a down moment in class where you can just have a conversation, you know, the things that students are talking about and the things that the food that they want to try, and it's just amazing. So I think this festival gives people an opportunity to experience all the things that are the MSD of Wayne Township.
It wasn't that long ago, John, that, you know, we had no English language learners at Lyndhurst, back when it was close to when we turned from South Wayne into Lyndhurst, there were none. And now it's right at 50% of our enrollment are English language learners. It's really, really incredible.
And the language changes too. That's the amazing thing too, is that it's not, you can't like pin one language and that's a challenge for obviously the school to try to stay up with that. But, I remember, and I always talk about this experience, and it's not related to this. When I'm a, what they call a floater during our impact period here, and I don't have an impact class, so a lot of times I'll get asked to either go cover another impact class or to do supervision or to, you know, just wander the halls and aimlessly, like I usually do, but wander the halls and just kind of make sure people are in the right places and things like that. And so I was on hall duty upstairs. If you know anything about the way Ben Davis is constructed, there's a large hallway. I used to call it the gerbil run because it's got like just a long hallway. There's no classrooms or anything. It's just a hallway to get to another hallway up in the upstairs. But now there actually are a couple of classrooms in that hallway that they put in. But there's a way into the gym up there. And I noticed these students, and they ducked into the gym when they saw me. I thought, I got them now.
Mr. Easter's time to shine.
That's right. So I went in, and when they came back out, they didn't speak English. And for me, that was like the, you know, smack my head moment that we have students here who they struggle to communicate. And it's not because intelligence or anything. They just can't. They just got here. Yeah. And that was what I found out, that these students had just enrolled and they just had come to our country.
Yeah.
And, you know, that was the moment. And I was thinking, man, how do you serve your students? Because that's what we are charged to do. Anybody that comes through our doors here,
yep.
we have to serve those students. But then, you know, maybe one day you are in your home country, and then 2 weeks later you're in Ben Davis High School, which is a, you know, school of 4,000 students, and you've got all these different hallways and education system you're not familiar with, and it's just mind-blowing what those young people have to go through just to become and acclimate to what we ask them to do. And it blows my mind. And I, you know, the ENL teachers and paras who do this, they're heroes.
They really are. And that reminds me of a couple of things. One is, this is why we value Mr. Ernest here so much. He speaks Creole. Yeah. How many languages do you speak?
Four. Like four. Creole, Spanish, and French.
I don't even speak one well. So.
Yeah, same here.
You do well.
I speak hillbilly a little bit, you know, because I'm from Speedway, right?
Right.
So, Mr. Ernest, you know, when he came to us, we had a number of kids who really couldn't speak to any adult. And so they were so happy that he was there, and that unlocked some doors for them. We have a wonderful teacher named Miss Donahue, and she taught a lesson. She speaks German. And she taught a lesson to her students. She's on one of our teams that serves EL students, the Ignite team, and they have a lot of level ones and twos.
Mm-hmm.
And she taught a lesson in German to teach her English-speaking natives how difficult it is to go into a classroom and not know the language. So she taught the whole lesson in German, and I got to watch that.
It was brilliant.
Really eye-opening, and it was really cool. And those young people came out of there with a real appreciation for that challenge. I think it was a wonderful, wonderful thing. And I think their empathy for kids who come in not speaking a word of English and going into these classrooms where we're learning pretty complex stuff.
Right. And I think, you know, that moment though, and I don't know if I finished the story, but they could not speak English, so they didn't know where they were supposed to be.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, it's like it's like they're dropped into an unfamiliar spot where you don't speak the language, where nobody maybe knows your culture. So what that spurred me to do, I've been trying to learn on Duolingo Spanish so I can communicate now.
Yeah.
As our French Creole population grows, I spoke a little French, so that helps.
Yeah.
And I have a student right now who she will do projects in French, and I can understand it a little bit, because, you know, a lot of times the projects that we do in our media classes are just, can you present yourself in on a camera, or, you know, do things like that. And the language it doesn't have to be in English, you know, so that has been one thing. And then on WBDG, we've also, it's been several years, but we had, really, when the Latino population was growing here on the West Side, we had a show that kind of zeroed in on that music. And he was family was from Colombia.
Yeah.
So he ended up winning state.
Awesome. Wow.
But he did the show in English and Spanish. So, you know, we're kind of drifting away from the International Fest here, but I think this is why we do these things.
It is.
Is because we want our students to feel welcome in our district. And I know that there's so much more now that is done to do that than was done even when I started here 27 years ago.
Well, another great thing about the festival this year is it's free to come in. We do have things that do cost, we do recommend bringing some for that, especially for like our hair braiding, the henna. I've lived in India, but if you're not familiar with that, that's a really cool way that
it's like skin art.
Skin art, yeah, that's a nice way of putting it. I've had it done before many times, and it's fun. It lasts for a while. And we also have some games and things like that, but it is free to come in. The soccer tournament, too, I want to just note that the soccer tournament is starting at 4. The festival starts at 5, but the tournament starts at 4. So our students...
It's 4:30, isn't it?
Well, 4:30, sorry.
Festival, yeah, because we've advertised that.
The soccer tournament, we have to start it a little bit before so we can have like soccer.
So you can get it done.
We got to get everybody needs to have their equal playing time. We want to make sure it's fair and awesome like that. So, so students will get to watch the soccer tournament right before the festival starts. So, but that will be continuing for a while as well. We also have Kona Ice coming. We always have to have Kona Ice coming. They're awesome people. We love working with them. And one of the food trucks we have coming this year is Porkopolis.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait.
So we will have food trucks out on the, I have to do my directions, south side of the school.
Okay. Bus
the
bus lot.
The bus lot.
Yep.
Yes. So just so everyone's aware of that. We also have, I'm going to have you help me out with this last name, Mr. T. I call him Mr. T, but it's our music teacher. It's the Joe... It's Mr. T's last name.
Show me the spelling because I have it. I've got it down.
Tiksensky.
Yes.
Yeah. I worked on that too. I practiced.
Very good.
Mr. Tiksensky.
Clearly, I did not practice well.
Awesome guy.
Quartet. We also have the LHC Orchestra coming as well. So, we're super excited. And the kids, my students, we've had Mr. Nelson's worked with a lot of kids on their country research projects. My kiddos are working on teaching a board game called Azul.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, that's cool.
And they're working on teaching it in English. So most of my kiddos speak very limited English. So they're working on teaching it to others in English. So
it means blue.
It does mean blue, but it's a Portuguese game. So it's actually, it originated in Portugal. And then a lot of people think it originated in Spain. But not so. It originated in Lisbon. And then just kind of, there's like 4 or 5 different entities of that game. But they're just teaching the basic one. And they're that really excited for that. So,
well, once again, we're talking about the Lyndhurst International Festival here on Voices of the West Side on Indy's Giant 90.9. And besides the games and things, there'll be arts and crafts and culture and
music.
Music. I mean, you can't have a cultural festival without music.
Right.
And that's one thing I think that you find that, I've found that I've started liking again, kind of reggaeton and because you hear those influences have kind of come into pop music now. So, you start thinking things like that. It's like, man, I really like this cause it gets you moving.
Yeah.
And, the lyrics aren't important to me. But it's like, man, this beat really gets you going. Yeah. And that's the cool thing about music, is how that unites people as well.
Sure.
You guys have been planning this, but this is really student-led, correct?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Very much so.
Yeah. So students are involved, and students have been involved in the planning. How much time and effort goes into putting this together?
You know, if you did this in kind of a business accounting kind of way, you would measure it in student hours. So each student spending 1 hour on work for this would count as one student hour. So it would be thousands upon thousands of student hours put into this. And then you add the teacher hours put into it. And it'd be, I don't know what it would be, but it would be a crazy number.
Yeah.
Because the projects they've been working on for...
For the country, the upcoming country, yeah. They've been spending days and days.
A month ago, I went into Miss Patel's classroom and watched the kids presenting.
Yeah.
And they were amazing. They did such a great job of researching information. The way that they displayed it was really cool. And then their presentations were, I was just so proud of them. They were amazing.
And I don't, I hesitate on how I'm going to say this, but some of the students that he saw present were actually students of mine last year who were level ones.
Mm.
And I had maybe five or six students who jumped from level one to level three.
Wow.
Within a year. And that was, it equates to their hard work. That's not a commonplace. That was just those students that he saw put in a lot of work and a lot of effort to move themselves forward.
Right.
And I want to give a shout out to our entire EL staff because one of the cool things, John, you've been a great educator for so many years, and you know the importance of building relationships. And you get to the point where when you have those strong relationships, the kids really want to impress you, and they work really hard at it.
Yeah.
And I saw that in those presentations. They wanted Ms. Patel to be so proud of them. They wanted me to be proud of them. Allie does amazing work, and they do that for her. Marina Vaprinsky. She's a Lyndhurst legend. She's on the Mount Rushmore of Lyndhurst.
She's the one who started the festival. Yeah.
And our paras, Nelson, Renata Stoppel,
Mr. Pena.
Luis Pena.
Yeah.
We just have an incredible staff of people, and of course all the teachers they work with. But to go in there and watch these kids really nervous because they wanted to do so well. But, once the spotlight was on them, they nailed it. And so I can't wait to see all these projects. They line the hallways when you come in, and it's just such a fun night. I hope the whole community comes out and enjoys this because it's a big deal. The mayor, Mayor Joe Hogsett, proclaimed the day.
Yes.
What's the...
I saw the proclamation.
He made a proclamation honoring naming the day after Lyndhurst Center's International Festival.
Lyndhurst International Festival Day. I can find it in just a second. But yeah, that was a cool, never seen that before. That was neat.
And then the Secretary of State might be there.
Might be there. He's going to try.
Diego.
He's been there at least twice before, and we've asked him to come in and open the ceremony up, open up the festival, say a few words. And he's got a great story.
Yeah.
And we always love it when he comes in and shares a little bit about his life story. And so it's, again, it's a big, big deal. And we love getting that recognition because, Lyndhurst, it's a big school.
Yeah.
But it's so hidden.
Yes.
In the neighborhood. And to have the mayor and the Secretary of State acknowledge us, of course, their first question is, where is it?
Right.
We have to give them directions.
Yeah, it is at, I looked up the address, 2805 South Lyndhurst.
This is true.
That is it.
If you want to go. Back in my day, they didn't have the entry off Lyndhurst. Actually had to
Go up Westboro.
You had to go through Mars Hill to get there. But now with the entry off Lyndhurst, it's just you go on the Sam Jones Expressway, get off at Lyndhurst, go south.
Down after going over I-70. It's on the left on the downhill part, and you just duck right in there.
So that is coming up this week. Believe it or not, we're here on WBDG FM HD1 Indianapolis, and we've run out of time.
Wow, that was fast.
It always does. It always does. What else have we missed? Is there anything else to add here?
Before wrapping up, I want to say something in Creole for my Haitian community.
Absolutely.
So, m'ap invite tout moun ka vive nan komunite Indianapolis, sitou pa Haitien nou yo ki gen ti moun ki ap l'ekol nan Wayne Township pou nou kapab vini asiste. Gran festival sa ka fèt le 23 avril a pati de 5 heures pou 7 heures. Donk, nap gen tournament de football, nap gen food truck kap vini, nap gen band, nap gen music, nap gen pil lot je ki ap la dani, nap gen ice kona, nap gen mix food kap fè exposition. So nou ankouraje tout moun pou yo kapap vin viv bel festival multiculturel ki ap fèt nan Lyndhurst. Adresa se 2805 South Lyndhurst Drive, nous capable venir mener ti moun yo venir en fond. Merci.
Excellent.
I love this guy.
You got it.
Yeah. And certainly that brings up a good point. That is the Haitian Creole community here in Waynetown is growing so fast. And I know, sometimes there are things going on around the world that bring immigrants to our community. And it's important to remember that, you know, this is something that unites us all. So I appreciate that message.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
And John, we appreciate you. You know, whenever we do this, you open this opportunity up for us and let us get the word out. And you know, I can tell you're a big fan of the stuff these teachers are doing as well. And we just appreciate you so much for that.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And as long as I'm here, yeah, you guys always have an open door. Emerson, who I think was the host of this particular time slot when you were around, he always used to say, come bum rush the window. So if you have anything, and that has happened, ladies and gentlemen, we have had bum rushes of the window over time. So if you guys have anything that is going on that you want us to put on the big board or whatever, just let us know and we will do it. We had a city county counselor bum rush the window one time.
Wow.
Marilyn Feaster.
Cool.
Oh,
she was doing her job fair, and one day, you know, Emerson always told her, is like, you ever have anything, just come to the window. And she did. And
that's all right.
Yeah,
that's
great. It was great.
Well, we appreciate your, your hosting us and the stuff that you do for the community. It's much, much appreciated. So,
well, it's still a goal one year. I don't think we'll be able to do it this year, but it's still a goal one day to maybe get to the and do like a live thing.
That'd be fun.
Yeah. So maybe in the future we can get that done. But all right, anything else before we go?
Good.
No, we always love coming over to BD.
You're always welcome.
We bleed purple.
Well, and thank you for all you do, because we see you at a lot of things too, Mr. Wilson. We see you here all the time. We see you at games. And
I love everything awesome. BD, the teachers, the staff, the kids. You know, and you guys always welcome me with open arms, and I just love it. And I'm just going to throw this out there because I'm so proud of it. My mother was a 1950 Ben Davis grad.
Wow.
And she was so proud when I became a teacher in this township.
Yeah.
And I have her diploma in my office. It's pretty cool.
That's cool. And it is. It's a great place. And one of the things that makes this such a great place is the Lyndhurst International Festival, which happens once again from 5 to 7 p.m. on the 23rd. So check that out, and we hope you have a very good week. We'll see you next week. We'll talk the marathon next week, because there'll be a bunch of kids wanting me to get off the air so they can start the marathon this time.
Awesome. Next week. Fun. So, well, good luck to them. I know that's a tough gig.
It's a long weekend, but it's like you said, it's very rewarding when you see the work that everybody's put in kind of come to fruition. So that's the best thing. So that's next week. Until then, that's Voices of the West Side.
To the parents and to the teachers, our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be investors in themselves and their communities. What you give out is what you're going to be given back. And students, remember, your future is in the hands of the ones you hang with. It's okay to be a copycat, just copy the right cat. Don't get caught with the wrong crowd. And as always, the views expressed on Voices of the West Side are not necessarily the views of the MSD of Wayne Township, Ben Davis High School, or WBDG. From all of us here at Voices of the West Side, we'll see you on down the road. Make sure to join us next time. I'm John Easter, over and out. Have a great weekend.